Here's the pitch to Wilmer Abreu. He swings, and it's a high fly to deep right field. Adon back at the track, and it stretches for a home run. On the first pitch of the third inning, Abreu hits it into the bullpen in right. Tri-City is on the board. They cut it to 2-1. His meeting done with Matos, trying to stay precise. Pitch to Pavlica. Swinging a high fly ball to left field. Granadillo back. He looks up, and it's in the bullpen. It's a three-run home run, an absolute backbreaker for Brooklyn. Pavlica hits it out, and Tri-City now takes a 4-2 lead. With two outs in Troy, the 2-2. Mangum shoots one down the left field line. Fair ball inside the chalk. Granadillo scores from third. Jake around first heads into second with a double. What an at-bat for Jake Mangum in the ninth inning. He did what he always does. Pokes it right down the left field line. You give him an RBI double. It's 4-3. And now the tying run 180 feet away. Corner outfielders are in their normal spot. The center fielder, Preston Pavlica, is over in the gap in right center. There is a huge alley in left center. The 0-2. Runner goes. Pitches line to the gap in left center field. Paulino goes over. It's passive base hit. Here comes Mangum around third to score. Fryman to second with a game-tying ninth inning. Two out, two strike double. It's 4-4. Pitch. Swinging a line drive in the air out to right field. Abreu cuts over, lines it up, makes the catch. Ritter tags and scores without a throw. Sacrifice fly and RBI for Reyes. The Cyclones have a 5-4 lead in the 10th. 2-1. Perry swings and hits a high fly to deep right field. Adon back at the track. It is gone. Tri-City wins on a walk-off home run from Nate Perry. A 6-5 stunner in upstate New York.